You're listening to the Life Unlocked podcast, brought to you by Game Quitters. Your hosts, James and Mattis, will be talking all things personal development without taking ourselves too seriously. We speak from personal experience and years of passion to bring you advice about everything from creativity and focus to quitting technology and lifting weights. With guest interviews and casual conversations, you're sure to find something you enjoy, whether you're listening in your car or in the shower. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome back, everyone, to the Life Unlocked podcast. This is episode 12, I think. And today I'm going to be talking about how you can make friends after you quit gaming, because I see so many people struggle at Game Quitters, leaving behind all their gamer friends, and all of a sudden they've got no one to talk to, no one to hang out with, and it has a real impact on their social life and their mental health, and usually results in them going back to gaming. So, why is it important to get away from your gamer friends in the first place? Now, this isn't always the case. For me, I had a great friend who was really supportive, but also played a lot of games. But sometimes you get people who pressure you to go back to gaming. They don't really understand your problem, your addiction. They might have a different mindset to you. You might have been getting into personal development and self-improvement, and they're holding you back from reaching your potential, basically. So there's that popular idea that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And so if you're spending your time with people who are still playing games for 15 hours a day, who are stuck in crap jobs and not really very happy, then more than likely you're going to end up like that. So you've got to do whatever you can to distance yourself away from them as soon as possible. Why do people struggle so much when they quit gaming and try to move away from their friends and make new ones? So it's a combination of a few things. Probably the biggest one is that they are only friends. More often than not, if you've spent the majority of your life playing games, then a lot of your friends are going to be on video games. It's pretty simple. But during that time, if you've never learned how to make new friends, or you haven't built up the confidence because you spent so much time in front of a screen instead of building meaningful real-life relationships, you've got no idea what to do, where to get started. You just don't have the knowledge of how to go about doing it. And lastly, a pretty simple way of looking at it is that you're not taking the right action. Now, this is difficult to do if you don't really know what to do or where to start, but if you've already figured out all that and you're still not making friends, it's probably down to you. You're not putting yourself out there, you're not challenging yourself, taking yourself out of your comfort zone and taking action every day in order to make friends. Because making friends is hard. It was easy in school and college because you spent all your time with these people, you became accustomed to them, you basically living with them. You spent as much time with them, actually you spent more time with them than you did with your parents. And so it's natural that you're going to develop close friendships with them that will last a long time and become really powerful. That being said, if you are quitting gaming, how do you go about making new friends? This is something we've covered a lot on Game Quitters, but I'll go through things that have worked from my experience through helping other people. It's not really something I struggled with too much. I've always been pretty good at making friends, and it helps that I have a lot of hobbies, which is something I'll go into soon. But the first thing you've got to take care of is your old friends. And I don't mean some kind of like Sopranos mafia kind of take care of them. I just mean you've got to tell them that you are never playing games again. And if they have anything against it, then that's their problem and they need to stay out of your life. Now, the key here is not to be rude. You should be assertive and confident and be clear as to why you're doing it. Tell them why you're struggling, why you need to get away from it, what you plan on doing. But don't be an ass. Just tell it how it is and then leave it. Don't try and make up an excuse as to why you're doing it. Don't say, oh yeah, I might see you again. All these kind of things, these negative things that you could say to yourself, they'll impact how you deal with it over the long term. But yeah, if they do have a problem I'd go as far as to say is they're not really your friend. A friend would support you and help you through it and offer any advice or support if you need it. So you need to set boundaries with these friends and stick to them. If someone messages you asking to play a game or come back to something, what are you going to do? What's the first thing you're going to do? You need to think about how you're going to react if that happens. Personally, I'd just tell them to stop it, block them or mute them, or not even say anything to them, just ignore them completely. I would recommend getting rid of something like Discord. It's so easy for you to find yourself craving video games when you go on Discord. The whole thing's full of it. All your friends and servers are on there, and you're more than likely going to get sucked in if you keep spending time on Discord. And the next step is to really commit to becoming a new person. Now, if you've been through our respawn guide for gamers, this is something you'll have covered a lot, but when you make that decision to quit, you're no longer a gamer. It's your past, it's not your future, it's not who defines you, it's not what defines you anymore. You're no longer that guy that just plays video games. You're someone that's determined to take on the world. You're full of passion and excitement and determination and confidence and wanderlust. You're ready to fulfill all of your dreams and goals and take your life to the next level. Whereas your friends, they're still the gamers. They're still the people that are stuck in jobs that they hate, in lives that they don't like, but they're not in a place that you want to be. You're on a different path. And if you don't know what this path is, the best place to start is with firstly quitting gaming, and then I'd recommend looking for some hobbies. Because hobbies are amazing at making new friends. Everything can be social, whether it's photography or music or writing or dancing, journaling, yoga, sports, film, sewing, martial arts, rock climbing. Have I said anything? Have I missed anything? Yeah, you get the idea. All of those things can be social. So choose some hobbies, try them out. We've got a hobby tool at Game Quitters, so use that if you need to. But try a bunch of hobbies, fail at a bunch of hobbies, see what you like, see what you don't, and then you can start pursuing the passions that you really like. But that obviously isn't going to work unless you take action. Unless you really put yourself out there and join groups and get involved in your hobby and really put the effort into learn it, you're not going to go anywhere. And in 5 years, you'll still be in exactly the same spot as you were now due to you not taking action. I'll probably do another episode on that at some point, but I can't stress enough the importance of taking action. Now, as I said earlier, relationships take a lot of work. If you don't put the work in, how can you expect them to? There's always two people in any relationship. Well, at least two anyway, depending on what you're into. But what you have to do is put the effort in setting up activities or going out to places, finding new things to do, inviting them over. It might not happen at the start, but eventually they'll reciprocate and you'll start building up a friendship, which takes a lot of time, like a hell of a lot of time to build a proper friendship. But eventually it'll be so worth it when you have people you can rely on and trust and hang out with or call at a moment's notice to visit somewhere with you or go and do some event. It's so nice to go from only knowing online friends to having a wealth of support from a social community that means a lot to you. And while it might be scary, you have to remember that the majority of people want to make friends. It might not feel that way, but people like making friends. People like having fun and being happy and smiling and doing new things, having new experiences. And a lot of the time, they're too scared to do it themselves. So be the person that puts yourself out there and has the drive to keep things going and pushing things forward and constantly allowing yourselves to grow as people. And that's pretty much the end of my list. It's a pretty short list. I was originally going to make a pretty big episode, and then I came down with a pretty bad case of food poisoning here in Thailand, surprisingly. It was going to happen at some point, but it kind of knocked me for a loop, so I had to throw this episode together quickly. But one thing I will say is take care of your personal hygiene. especially if you're a guy, it makes a huge difference if you get a nice haircut, if you look after your skin. No matter what people tell you, if you moisturize and cleanse your skin, it doesn't make you weird or a girl or whatever. Look after your skin, people. Groom yourself, take care of your face, your body, dress nicely, and you'll start finding people almost magnetically attracting to you. It makes a huge amount of difference. I can't stress that enough. It's like night and day if you just take a little bit of care a few times a week. It's like an hour or two a week, and just put the effort in to make yourself look good. It'll go a long way, I promise you. As always, thank you for listening, and until next time, peace.